All right, Rabosai, good morning. It is such an incredible zechus to be able to learn here with all of you. We are beginning in Mirtz Hashem. I apologize. I forgot to send it out in advance of the shir, but I'll send it out in Mirtz Hashem for tomorrow morning. We're beginning Perek Chaf Beis in Mesilas Yesharim, chapter 22, Mesilas Yesharim. And today we are beginning a brand new midah, the midah of Anava, the midah of humility. So the Ramchal writes as follows. He says, "Hinei kvar be'arnu lemalo mignus hagaiva." We spent a significant time speaking about the terrible and detrimental nature of the midah of gaiva, of arrogance. Umichlalo nishma shavach anava. So again, on one hand, you can understand that once you speak about how detrimental gaiva, arrogance, is, you could infer from that the preferred attribute, of course, is going to be anava, is going to be humility. But of course, also, you know, in life, so sometimes a person could go ahead and define something by what it's not, or define something by what it is. So we spoke about the detrimental nature of gaiva, of arrogance. Obviously, through that, you could understand and appreciate how important and how great anava, humility, is. But that's not enough. We also have to define the midah of humility in a positive sense. Ach atanevar yoser b'derech ikar ha'anava v'tisba'er ha'gaiva me'eleha. So now we're going to go a little bit more in depth into defining the actual attribute of anava, of humility. And through that, we'll also come to a greater appreciation and understanding in terms of what gaiva actually is as well. So what Ramchal just says like this: we focused on what gaiva was, and through gaiva you can understand what anava, what humility, is. Now we're going to go a bit more in depth into anava, humility, and through that we'll also gain a bit more perspective in terms of what gaiva is as well. He goes on, he says, "Hine klal ha'anava," in general, big adol, what is anava? What is humility? Heyos ha'adam bilti machshiv atzmo mishum tam sheyeyeh. Anava means that a person goes ahead and literally, now you have to be very careful with this, it's he doesn't hold of himself, meaning he doesn't think so highly of himself because of a variety of reasons. Now I want to give a very important preface to this. There's one has to be exceptionally careful not to interpret anava as a lack of positive self-esteem. Meaning at the end of the day, so a person always has to have a healthy sense of self. A person has to be happy with who they are. A person has to appreciate who they are. A person has to have an understanding that they're worthwhile, meaningful, and good person. But there is this area where I could feel I am a good person, and the truth is I am worthwhile, and I am a meaningful individual, yet at the same time I also recognize that I'm not where I need to be. And as we're going to see, even my milas, even the things ultimately about me which are good, at the end of the day, require an incredible amount of improvement. He goes on, he says, "Vizeh hefach ha'gaiva mamish." Mamish, what's gaiva? What's arrogance? So arrogance is when a person thinks that they're the center of the world, right? Arrogance is when a person thinks that at the end of the day, they are the be-all and end-all of everything. So the opposite of gaiva is where a person realizes, I may have milas, I definitely have positive and redeeming traits, but at the end of the day, I am still deficient and lacking in so many areas. V'atolodos hanim shachos mizeh, tziena hafachios shel toldos hagaiva. U'kishnedaktik nimtza sheteluya b'machshava u'b'maisa. Obviously, when we delve into this a bit more, we will find that anava really has two components. There's a cognitive component, machshava, and then there's a maisa, an actional component as well. So there's cognitive and there's actional. Anava. Ki lo yiyya ki im lo yiyya anav bedaito v'yirtzalios anav b'maisa. Because if a person is just going to be an actional anav, right, actionally humble, but not cognitively humble or not emotionally humble, Lo yia ela min ha'anovim ha'medumim v'haroim shezachanu l'malo. Sheheim michlal ha'tzivuim asha'im ba'olam ra mehem. Suppose there are plenty of people who walk around perhaps with a external state of humility, meaning actionally they look humble. Actionally, they try to go ahead and put forward an image of humility, but in their mind, they think exceptionally high of themselves. So the Ramchal says, to a certain degree, a person who is actionally humble, but cognitively arrogant, is the worst kind of person. We'll say in general, what the Ramchal is teaching us is, in life, if a person is going to sin, it's better to know that I'm sinning than to fool myself into thinking that I'm not sinning. At least if I know that I'm making a mistake, I could build on that, I could correct that, I could change that. But if I delude myself into thinking that my sin is actually a mitzvah, then salvation is very far away. So same thing with anava, says the Ramchal. If a person knows I'm arrogant, okay. If I know that I'm arrogant, at least then there's what to work on. I know what I have to do. But if a person, chas v'shalom, behaves, actionally is humble, but is cognitively arrogant, it's so hard to turn that around. Therefore, says Ramchal, univar ata hachalokim ha'ila. So let's now go ahead. Let's now go ahead and begin to discuss a bit more in depth the midah of anava. Page Reish Chaf Vav. And again, I apologize. You will have these pages in Mirtz Hashem by tomorrow. Ha'anava b'machshavi. So we'll say, so what is what we'll call cognitive humility? Cognitive humility. Anava in thought. She'yisbonin ha'adam v'yis ames etzlo. That it should become clear, a person should contemplate, and it should become clear to him. Asher ein ha'tehila v'akavad ru'uyim lo. That maybe he's not deserving of all of the praise that he gets. I will say, sometimes we get praise in life. Sometimes it's deserved praise. Sometimes it's not deserved praise. So sometimes in life, it's exceptionally important to realize that even the praise that I get, it's not fully deserved. It's not fully deserved. And to identify for myself, because otherwise I will say, praise is very intoxicating. So when the praise comes my way, so at first I say, no, not me. Then I say, okay, it is me. And then I say, you know what? Actually, I deserve a little bit more. So says the Ramchal, it's important that when a person gets praised, to be able to say, you know what? Thank you. But in his mind to think, I'm probably not worthy of all of this praise. Kol Shekin, Ha'isnase Ashar B'nei Mino. We'll say, all the more so that what? All the more so that a person should never chas v'shalom, think that he has a right to lord over other people. So again, we'll stop over here for today. We'll stop with this piece over here. But the first aspect of anava, the Ramchal gives both a cognitive and a behavioral. The cognitive piece is that when praise comes my way, to say thank you, to appreciate, to use it to build a healthy sense of self, but then also to be able to say to myself, you know what? I'm not fully deserving of this praise. I'm not fully deserving of what it is that's being said about me, and I'm not going to let it go to my head. That's the cognitive piece. The actional piece is that if I do get praise, and therefore that praise perhaps elevates me in stature or in standing, I should never use that chas v'shalom to lord over other people, to make it that somehow I'm better, more worthy, or that somehow I have the ability to stand above someone else. So a cognitive piece of anava, an actional piece of anava. We'll stop here, and Emir Hashem will continue in Parak Chav Beis tomorrow.